Okay, I will preach in English.
我的牧师用英文讲道。
Sometimes I always ask the Lord. I always say I'm your servant.
我常常就跟神说，神啊，我是你的仆人。
That's my posture all the time.
那这就是我的一个态度。
So I want to share with you. This is also a posture everyone should learn to have.
那我也想跟大家说呢，这就是一个大家都是应该学习的一个态度。
So we are the servants.
那我们是仆人。
When we serve, we have a posture. I am willing.
那我们在服事的时候呢，我们有一个态度，而且有个愿意的心。
The Lord will use us.
那神呢就会使用我们。
You know, sometimes we don't know why.
那有的时候我们不知道为什么。
Now, our job is to obey.
我们的任务呢，就是来听。
Sometimes it takes risk.
那有的时候呢，是需要付出有一些冒险。那
the risk and the faith sometimes the same thing.
那有的时候这个信心呢，跟这个risk，这个冒险的是一样的意思。
So when we obey the Lord, sometimes the Lord knows what to do.
那我们听从神的时候呢，神知道要我们做什么。
So I always pray. You know, I wanted to pray, preach in Chinese. That's my language.
那我呢是想要用中文讲道的，因为这就是我的母语。
But sometimes I feel the Lord just want to urge me to preach in English.
那有的时候呢，神会就是好像激励我，让我用英文来讲。
Sometimes the Lord wanted me to sing songs.
那有的时候神想让我唱灵歌。
My wife got really nervous.
那我的太太就会非常紧张。
Because I'm always out of tune.
因为我常常走调。
I just joke, you know.
那我就 开玩笑。
Probably because the people who know how to sing, you don't want to sing, so Lord want me to sing. You guys need to rise up.
那可能是因为当中会唱歌的人呢，不愿意唱，所以神呢就让我来唱，所以你们呢要兴起。
So, give you an example. Just yesterday, actually.
那你昨天呢？
When we obey the Holy Spirit, something is going to happen.
当我们听圣灵的声音的时候呢，就会事情就会发生。
We saw on the Facebook that somebody is giving away a shoe rack.
那我们看到这个 Facebook Market 呢 ，Marketplace 呢，他们给一个就是免费的鞋架子。
So I went there in Surrey, and I said, "Okay, I come to pick up this shoe rack."
那我就去了 Surrey 这里，我说哦，我来就是拿这个免费的这个鞋架子。
So this young lady come to greet me and say, "Yes, here is a shoe rack."
那这个很年轻的一个女士就来说，哦，这个就是这个鞋架。
So I said to her, "Why do you give away things?"
那我就问她，你为什么要把这些东西白白的送出去呢？
And she said, "Because I'm going to be married, and my husband." Fiance is going to bring a lot of things, so I need to give away some things.
他就说呢，因为他很快要结婚了，他的未婚夫呢会带很多东西，所以他必须要把自己的一些东西跟清出去。Okay,
I just felt the Spirit led me to bless her.
那我就感觉呢，就圣灵要让我来祝福她。I
didn't know what is her belief.
那我也不知道她的信仰是什么。Anyways,
I said, "I'm Pastor. Lord led me today to bless you."
那我就跟他说,
Since you are going to be married.
那我就跟他说呢, 哦, 我是一个牧师, 我觉得神要我来, 来祝福你。
Can I pray for you?
我就说, 我能为你祷告吗?
And she said, "Yes, yes, sure."
他就说, 好啊, 好啊, 为我祷告。
And I said, "Did you have a Christian background?"
我就问他, 你有就是基督教的背景吗?
She said, "Yes."
他说, 是的。
Said, "Aiya, if that's the case, you open your heart, maybe the Lord will speak to you even through me."
那我就跟他说，如果是这样的话，你就敞开你的心，说不定神会透过我来对你说话。
So I started praying.
那我就开始为他祷告。
The Lord just have revelations.
啊，神就给了一个一个的启示。
She said, yes.
然后他就说是啊，是的。
And later on, she said, "The Lord really blessed me through you."
那他就后来他跟我说，神真的是通过你大大的祝福我。
So I shared a quick testimony about my marriage. I said, "We are from extreme different background, but the Lord worked out really well."
那我就跟他分享了我自己婚姻的见证。我跟他说，我跟我太太是两个极端走在一起的，可是神呢，却把这个婚姻呢，就是做得非常美好。If
you can, go to a church.
我说，如果你可以的话呢，你就去找一个教会。
And she said, "Yes, actually, we are Christians."
他就说，是的，我们其实就是基督徒。
actually, me and my husband agreed, Christ is our foundation. No matter what, we have to hold on to Christ.
那我跟我的丈夫呢，也就是相信呢，基督是我们的一个奠基，一个基础。所以不管怎么样，我们都是以基督为中心。
Amazing! I told her, I said, "Remember this day, Lord, send the pastor to bless you."
那我就跟她说，哦，太好了，你要记得这一天，神差派了一个牧师来祝福你。
I get you a free shoe rack.
我拿了你免费的这个鞋架。
And she also gave me a mirror, a pretty good mirror. So you take this mirror too, okay?
她还给了我一个镜子，一个挺好的镜子。
I take your free shoe rack and mirror, and you take Lord's blessing.
我拿了这个也免费的这个鞋架跟这个镜子，你拿走神的祝福。
She was so excited. I was so excited.
那她很兴奋，我也很兴奋。
So when we obey the Lord, when we serve, we are also fed by the Lord.
那我们当我们服侍的时候呢，我们也是。同样的被神来牧养牧养。
Now, today, when we go out, no matter where, in the church, the gathering, or outside, when we obey the Spirit, Lord is going to feed us.
那在现在呢，不管我们是服侍的时候，是在教会还是在外面，当我们听从神的声音的时候，神就会来喂养我们。
So I do this all the time.
那我就是每常常都在做这样的事情。
And when I serve the Lord, Lord is feeding me. My spirit just joyful. On the way drive back, I just lift my hands to praise the Lord.
那我就是当我服侍的时候，神就这样子喂养我。那我开车回家的时候，我就举手敬拜。
Of course, from time to time, I still need to put my hands on the steering wheel.
那当然，我还是要把手放在我的那个方向盘上。
I shouldn't put the Lord into temptation.
我不应该把神放在试探当中。
You know, it's amazing. When we serve the Lord, Lord is going to feed our spirit, feed our soul.
那当我们服侍神的时候，神呢就会来喂养我们的灵魂。
Today, my message actually is related to this. This is John chapter 10, verse 7 to 10. Jesus said.
那我今天的讲道也是关于这个。我们今天讲的是《约翰福音》第十章
第七节
到第十四节，是吗？
第十节。
第七节到第十节。
Therefore Jesus said again, I tell you the truth, I am the gate of the sheep.
所以耶稣又对他们说，我实实在在的告诉你们，我就是羊的门。
Oh, whoever came before me was thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them.
凡在我以前来呢，都是贼，是强盗，羊却不听他们。
I am the gate.
我就是门。
Whoever enters through me will be saved.
凡从我进来的必然得救。
He will come in and out, find the pasture.
并且出入得草吃。
The last verse.That's our focus today.
那这个最后一节呢，就是我们今天讲的。
Jesus said, "I am the gate."
我就是门。
Whoever enters through me will be saved.
凡从我进来的都必然得救。
He will come in and go out and find pasture.
并且出入得草吃。
And this is our life.
这就是我们的生命。
When we go through Jesus, this door,
当我们通过耶稣这个门的时候
we are going to be saved.
我们就会得救。
Everyone go through this door, the right door will be saved.
所有人经过这个正确这个门的时候呢，都会得救。
What does the saved mean?
那得救是什么意思呢？
Saved means your life going to the death. Life of death become a life of life.
那就是从这个死亡呢，死亡的生命进入一个生有生命的生命。
The tree which is dying, which is rotten, but suddenly root is planted beside the living water and start flourishing.
就像一个枯干的树呢，它快要死了，可是这个树呢，移开再栽种在溪水旁呢，它这个根就好了，然后就重新长出生命来。
Actually, the tree is already dead.But Lord was resurrected, make it alive.
那其实这个树其实是已经死了，可是神呢却可以让它复活。
When it is alive, it will be alive in every part of his life.
那当他是复活的时候呢，是在他的生命的每一个层面来复活。
First, the spirit.
第一呢，就是从灵。
The God's spirit will come in and regenerate the life.
那这个神的灵呢，进到这个生命里面呢，来让他重新得着。
And our soul, our will, our emotions.Our physical will be all restored.
还有之后呢，我们的魂，我们的其他的生命，我们的意志，各个方面都会重新的来得到一个复原。
Because when we come through the door of Jesus, we align with God's will.
那当我们跟就是进入这个耶稣的门呢，我们就开始跟神的这个心意来对齐。
And we are alive. We become alive. Everything belongs to us will be alive.
那所有一切的事，我们生命的每个事情都要跟神这个旨意来对齐。
Our life will be alive. Our relationships are going to be alive.
那我们的生命呢？我们的关系呢？人际关系呢？我们都会得到一个新的生命。
Our career is going to be alive. Our finance is going to be alive.
我们的职业生涯，我们的经济都会得到一个
The purpose of life will be rejuvenated.
那这个生命的一个目标呢，一个目的呢，也会得到一个重新的。
Many people in this world has no purpose of life.
那很多人在这个世界呢，他们活的是没有目标的。
But when we know Jesus through this door, we know why we live.
那当我们通过耶稣这个门呢，我们就知道我们为什么要活着。
We know why we came to this world.And we know where we are going.
我们知道我们为什么要来到这个世界，我们也知道我们要去什么地方。
We do not live on this world and eat and drink and die.
我们不是来这里吃喝而生死病死。
So we have a destiny. We have a calling in this life.
我们呢，在这个地方呢，是有一个呼召的。
And we will bring many many people into the kingdom of God.
我们也会带很多很多人回到神的国当中。
At the same time.The Lord says, "You going in and out, you will find the pasture."
同样的，神也说，你出入都会得草吃。
What does that mean to find the pasture? Pasture means plenty of grass for sheep, plenty of abundant of provision.
那他讲到这个草呢，是什么意思呢？就是有很多很多的草可以供应给我们。
Brothers, sisters, I will emphasize on this going out and have pasture.
那我呢就想重点呢就是在这个出去得草是这个。
Now many people know when we come to the church being fed.
那很多人都知道我们来到教会呢得喂养。
By teaching, by praising and worshiping.
就是通过教导，通过敬拜祷告。
By care from pastoralship.
从牧师团队的一些帮助。
From the fellowship of brothers and sisters.
从弟兄姐妹的团契。
From encouragement from the elders.
从长老们的一些鼓励。
And from the love of the church.
也从就是教会里得到的爱。
Yes, that's true. That's the foundation of our spiritual life.
这是对的，这也就是我们的信心的一个基础。
That means through Jesus, when we come into the sheep pen, we are fed, find the pasture.
那从通过耶稣的门呢，我们进到这个羊门里面呢，我们找到了草吃。
But Jesus also said, when you go out, you shall also find pasture.
但是耶稣还说，如果我们出去也能够。
Today I want to emphasize when we go out, you will also find the pasture.
那我的重点，今天的重点就是讲我们要出去找草吃。
Actually, for the shepherd and the sheep, the real, this thing is that sheep find more pasture outside instead of inside.
那对于牧羊人跟羊的这个关系呢，通常来说就是羊出去的时候会找到更多的草。
Now, this is true for our Christian life.
那这个对我们基督徒的生命也是一样。
But I know many people expecting to come to the church, come into the sheepfold to find the pasture. That's right.
那大部分人呢，他们都认为我们是应该来到回到教会，进到羊门里面去来吃这个草。
But we actually must have that revelation when we go out.There's more pasture.
但是呢，我们需要有这样子一个启示。当我们出去的时候，我们会找到更多的草。
Because that's the reality. Any shepherd who is shepherding sheep, he must know where the pasture outside is, not just inside. Inside you finish soon.
那对这个牧羊人来说呢， 他就是应该知道外面什么地方有草吃，他不可能一直把这个羊呢放在他的家中来喂养，因为很快这个草就会吃。
When you watch some movies, you always see the shepherd shepherding on the mountains and the grassland vast.Not shepherding inside the circle.
那你看到很多电影，你也知道，就是牧羊人呢，都是去山上啊，去野草原上去找草吃，而不是把这个羊呢圈在一个小的地方，一个小圈子里面吃。
Now, first of all, I need to lay a foundation. We need to know that no matter wherever we go, whoever believe in Christ have the presence of the Lord, have the Holy Spirit.
那我就是要立下一个基础，就是不管呢我们是在哪里呢，啊，出去还是进来，我们都有耶稣基督为我们的主。
So this is very, very important. When you become a believer, you have the Holy Spirit inside you, no matter where you go.
那呢，我们要知道，我们当我们信了耶稣基督，我们的圣灵就住在我们里面，不管我们去什么地方。
Now we will go to some Bible passages. I will not turn right now. I just speak out.
那我们会读到一些经文，但我们我不会让你们去翻，我会就是讲出来。
We must clearly lay this foundation inside our soul that Jesus Christ, when we believe, Holy Spirit is living in us constantly.
那我们需要知道这个真理呢，就是当我们信了耶稣基督呢，圣灵就一直住在我们的里面。
He will not leave us when we go out to work.
他呢，我们出去上班的时候，他不会这个圣灵就离开我们。
He will not come in and when we come to the church.
那他也不会因为我们来到教会，圣灵又回到我们的里面。
But he will always be with us.
但是呢，他会一直与我们在一起。
I will refer to some Bible verses.
那我会就是讲。
Now first, in Matthew 27, when Jesus.Before he died on the cross,
那这个马太福音二十七章，当耶稣呢在十字架上准备上十字架的时候
，Yeah, he said it is accomplished.
那他就说啊，已经成了。
It is accomplished.
已经完成了。
The salvation work is accomplished.
救恩的工作已经完成
了。Accomplished means accomplished. You don't need to add anything.
那完成就是完成了，你不需要再加添任何东西。
So after he breathed his last.Then the veil in the temple split into two from top to bottom.
那当他就是呼吸最后一口呼吸完了以后呢，他这个垫的这个幔子呢，从上到下就裂开。
This is very significant.
这是一个非常重要的。
Brothers, sisters, listen very carefully.
你要弟兄姐妹，你要好好听。
When Jesus died, that veil is split into two. What does that mean?
当耶稣死的时候呢，这个幔子呢，从一分为二，这个是什么意思呢？
That veil is to separate, holy of holies from holy in the temple.
那这个幔子呢，就是分别出这个至圣所、圣所跟至圣所的这个幔子。
The holy of holies.The only the higher priest can go in once a year and bring sacrifices.
那这个至圣所呢，就是大祭司呢，一年只能进去一次，而且必须献祭的时候才能进去。
Actually, the Israelites in the older ages put a rope on the highest priest's feet, because when he goes in, if he has something wrong, and God might strike him death.
那当时其实以色列人当这个大祭司要进到至圣所呢，他们会在他的脚上绑一根绳子，因为他们不知道，比方说如果这个大祭司犯了什么错，可能神呢就在至圣所就会把他击杀死，他们就不知道这个祭司会发生什么事情，所以就用这个绳子把他。
The things happened, in the Bible also recorded. Some people just touched the Ark of Covenant and immediately died.
那呢，这个圣经也记录很多这样的事情，比如说呢，就是有人呢触摸了那个柜，那个
约
柜，然后呢就被神击杀了。
So when the high priest die, they nobody is supposed to go into the Holy of Holies, take the high priest body out because they dare not. That's only for the high priest.
那呢，如果这个大祭司呢在那个至圣所死的话呢，别人也不能进去把他抬出来。
So he pull his body out.
那他只能呢就是拽着那个绳子把这个尸体给。
Because that's a very holy place. Nobody, no sinners can go in.
因为那是一个至圣所，一个非常圣洁的地方，没有罪人可以进去。
But when Jesus died.Offer the ultimate sacrifice, and God just removed that veil.
那当这个耶稣呢，他死了，他就是神呢就把这个幔布这个布呢把它给撕开。
That means everybody who believes can go into the Holy of Holies.
那意思就是呢，只要你相信，任何人相信都可以进入这个至圣所。
That this is actually realized when the Holy Spirit is given to the believers. Holy Spirit, remember, is God's Spirit.
那其实这个是被那个就是启示给当时的信徒，是这个意思吗？
就是实现就是圣灵住在我们里面。
哦，实现圣灵住在我们里面。
So this veil is removed, brothers and sisters.
那这个幔子呢，已经被挪开。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 12 to 18 also said, this veil is removed.
那在哥林多后书呢，三章十二节到十八节也讲到，就是这个帕子被挪开。
For all believers, this veil is removed.
给所有的信徒，这个帕子已经被挪开了。
But the Jews, when they read the Old Testament, they still have this veil.
那可是呢，那个犹太人呢，当这个他们读摩西的时候呢，他们还是蒙着帕子在读。
That veil, Moses had a veil on his face, and because when he stayed with God for 40 days, when he came down from the mountain, his face is shining.
那这个摩西呢，他当时是有一个帕子蒙着他的脸，因为呢，他跟神四十天在山上的时候，他下来的时候脸上呢就充满了荣光，他就必须要帕子蒙着他的脸。
So the Israelites were so afraid. They said, so.Moses covered his face with a veil.
那其实当时是因为以色列人就很害怕看到摩西那个样子，所以呢，摩西就用帕子来蒙着。
So Israelites didn't want to see God directly.
因为以色列人不想直接看到神的荣光。
So they are afraid of God.
是他们害怕、惧怕神。
Now this veil in the original word is the same as that veil of the Holy of Holies.
这个帕子呢，跟刚才说的那个幔子呢，在原文呢是一个字。
Basically, it's to separate people from the glory of God.
其实就是呢，与人呢跟那个神的荣耀隔开的那个东西。
So today, the believers, our New Testament believers, when we approach God, we do not have that veil anymore.
那我们这个作为新约的基督徒呢，当我们靠近神的时候，我们已经不再有这个帕子了。
And that veil is totally removed.
这个帕子已经完全的被挪去。
And so Bible said, where the God's Lord's Spirit is, there's freedom.
那所以圣经上说呢，主的灵在哪里，哪里就有自由。
So we can behold His glory directly, so that we will be transformed by His glory.
那我们可以呢，就是来面对他这个荣光呢，以至于我们能够就是被他来更新改。
So basically, Bible stated very clearly now for the new covenant believers, there's no separation from us and God anymore.
那其实圣经上就讲了，我们新约的基督徒就是已经我们与神的之间已经没有任何的阻隔。
The only thing we need is to believe.
那我们唯一需要的就是相信。
However, unfortunately, in the church, many people.You know, still wanted to go back to the Old Testament to put on the veil.
可是呢，很可惜的就是呢，现在很多基督徒呢，还是希望回到旧约，把这个帕子重新盖上。
There's a temptation for us, in the church. You know, we always have an enemy. They always want to separate us from God.
那我们就是在教会呢，有一种试探，就是我们有一个仇敌呢，就是一直要把我们跟神隔开。
No matter reading Old Testament or New Testament, you can read with different eyes.
不管是新约还是旧约呢，你都可以有不同的眼光来去读。
You know, it's not about Old Testament or New Testament, but it's about how we read, how we believe.
那其实也不只是说怎么旧约跟新约，最重要的是在乎我们用什么心态去来读。
Actually, Paul argued that in the Old Testament, it's also salvation by faith.That's from Abraham.
那呢，其实，在新约呢，这个保罗呢，他就说了，其实旧约也是一样的，就像那个亚伯拉罕，我们都是靠信心来得救。
He said Abraham believe that the promise of the Lord is long before the law was given.
那呢，这个亚伯拉罕呢，就是信神呢，其实是在啊，这个律法给之前很多年前。
And the Bible stated very clearly because he believed, and that was counted as his righteousness.
那圣经也讲得很清楚，因为亚伯拉罕信呢，这就是以啊，就是使他能够称义。
That's why God is called God of Abraham.
所以呢，神称为呢，就是亚伯拉罕的神。
Because Abraham is a man of faith.
因为呢，亚伯拉罕呢是信心之父。
Yeah, and also the God is called God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
那神呢，他的名字也是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
If you read the stories about Isaac and Jacob, they do not have a temple to worship.
那如果你读到那个雅各呢，你都他们也不会讲到他们有一个殿来去敬拜这个神。
And they go anywhere, they worship.
那不管他们去哪里呢，他们就敬拜。
And then, in Genesis chapter 28:15, Bible said.
那在创世纪28:15呢，圣经也这么说。
Bible said God talked to Jacob.
那神就对雅各说话。
No matter where you go, I will be with you.
不管你去哪，我都与你同在。
I will bring you back to your homeland.
我会把你从带回来。
Until all the promises are going to come to be true.
直到所有在你身上的应许呢，满的成就。
Brothers and sisters, that is in Old Testament. God said, "I will be with you, no matter."Where you go?
那呢，弟兄姐妹，这个是在旧约的，旧约就已经跟他说了，不管你在哪里，我都与你同在。
God didn't say that if you worship me and sing many songs, I will be with you.
神没有说哦，如果你敬拜我，唱很多敬拜的歌，我就跟你同在。
If you don't sing many songs, I will not be with you.
啊，如果你不唱很多敬拜的歌，我就不与你同在了。
He didn't say that.
他没有这么说。
He said, "I will be with you no matter wherever you go."
他说的是不管你去哪里，我都与你同在。
I didn't know if Jacob sing sounds better than me.
我不知道雅各是不是唱歌比我更好听。
Okay.Anyways, that's promise. He said, "No matter where you go."
那这就是一个应许，不管你去哪里。
The amazing thing about Jacob is that he believed.
那就是对于雅各来说呢，一个好消息就是他相信了。
That's why he was blessed.
那所以呢，他就蒙了祝福。
That's why God is called God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以呢，神呢，他的名字又称为。亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
And Jesus is even quoted in the New Testament. He said, "Bible said, God is God of the living, not of the dead."
那呢，耶稣呢也在新约讲到，神呢是活人的神，不是死人的神。
God is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
神呢是亚伯拉罕、以撒和雅各的神。
Because they live before God.
因为呢，他们在神的面前。
They are not dead. Today they are living before God.
他们并没有死去，但今天他们就活在神的同在。
We will see them.
那我们也会见到他们。
Yeah. So they are living right now.
他们其实现在是在活着。
They live by faith.
他们用信心在活着。
Now because of the faith.
那因为信心呢
？When we believe Lord is with us, He is with us.
当我们相信神与我们同在的时候，他就是与我们同在。
You know, I just shared you about this incident. I prayed for this girl to be married.
那我刚才也分享了，我刚才为这个年轻的这个快要结婚的一个女士祷告。
Right in front of her basement, basement suite.
那就是在她这个地下室的这个门口前祷告。
Lord, just serve her, you know, with me.
那呢神呢就是与我一起呢就来服侍了他。
I myself many times was so stunned and encouraged because I know God is with us.
那我就常常就是被神这样的触动，因为我知道神就是与我们同在。
No matter where.
不管在哪里。
No matter in front of basement suite.
不管是在这个地下室的门口。
No matter where you are.
不管你在什么地方。
When we believe.
当我们相信。
The Lord is with us.
神就与我们同在。
When we believe He blesses us, He will bless us.
当我们相信他会祝福我们，他就会来祝福我们。
So Hebrews chapter 11 said, the one who, without faith, it is difficult to please God. It's impossible to please God, actually.
希伯来书就说呢，如果人非有信呢，是不能蒙神的喜悦的。
And the one who comes before God must believe he exists and also believe he rewards those who seek him.
那呢，就是相信的人呢，必须相信有神，也相信就是他会奖赏那些信靠他的人。
信靠他的人。Yes, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
那呢，人非有信呢，是不能来荣耀神的。
Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists.
那因为到神面前来的人呢，必须信有神。
And that he rewards those who earnestly seek him.
且信他，赏赐那寻求他的人。
You see here, God says, I reward those.First, believe he exists.
那呢？你看这里他说了，神就是先要奖赏那个相信有神的人。
Without faith, it's impossible to please God.
人非有信呢，是不可能来。
He is uses the word impossible.
他说他这里用了一个词呢，就是绝对不可能。
Brothers, sisters, basically, if we don't believe, we have nothing to do with God.
那其实意思就是说，如果你不信呢，你跟神就没有任何关系了。
Our faith started with belief, ended with belief.
那我们的信呢，是从相信开始，也是从相信。
With belief, we come all the service, worship, prayer, all these things.
那因为我们信呢，才会有这些敬拜、这些服侍、这些。
Without belief, everything else is in vain.
那没有信呢，其他一切都是归零。
And here it also says, when we believe, he rewards us. He is so happy to reward us.
那当我们信的时候呢，他就会奖赏我们，而且是非常开心的来奖赏我们。
So this is very important for all of us to know that he is always want to reward us, no matter where we are.
那呢，你要相信，不管我们在哪里呢，他都是非常想要来奖赏我们的。
And in John chapter 4,When Jesus was talking to the Samaria woman,
那呢，在约翰福音第四章呢，当耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人在讲话的时候
，He made this point even more clearly.
他就把这个点呢讲的就是更清楚了。
He said, "Listen, and now the time has come. The true worshippers will not worship on this mountain or not in Jerusalem."
那他就说呢，这个现在时候已到呢。这个信他的人呢，他不会是在这个耶路撒冷或者是那个山上来敬拜。
But the Lord is a Father is looking for the worshippers who worship with the Spirit and the truth.
那的神呢，他在找那个就是用圣灵和真实来敬拜他的，心灵和诚实来敬拜他的人。
Yeah, so he's looking for those ones.Who worship with the Spirit and the truth?
他就在找那个用心灵和诚实敬拜的人。
And he said, "It's not here, not there anymore."
也不是在这里，也不是在那里。
When Jesus came, he made that declaration. It's not going to be on this mountain. You think that's where you're supposed to worship, or in Jerusalem? That's where Jews thought they should worship.
那呢，他就说呢，就是犹太人会觉得说你应该在这个山上来敬拜，但是不是这样。
Because time has come, the Messiah has come. Everything will be renewed.
因为时候到了，如今就是因为弥赛亚已经来了，一切都要更新。
So that's why when we go out, no matter where we go, when we believe Jesus.
当我们出去的时候，只要我们相信耶稣。
And the God's presence is with us.
神的同在就与我们在一起。
And the Holy Spirit will fill us.
那圣灵就会。
That's why Bible in John chapter 7 Jesus cried out he said those who believe in me in his belly shall flow out living waters rivers of living waters
那约翰福音七章就说呢那些住在我里面的他们的肚腹就要涌出这个活水的
And the Bible said that is regarding the Holy Spirit.
那圣经就说呢，这个讲的就是指的就是圣灵。
Now imagine God's Spirit is given to you now.
那想想看，那神的这个灵呢，已经给了你。
That's something which is impossible in the old days.
那在旧约里呢，这是不可能的。
God is so holy, he's not going to dwell with sinful people.
那个神这样的圣洁呢，他是不可能跟罪人在一起。
But now because of Christ, and he paid the price.
但因为现在基督呢，他已经付上了这个代价。
Now God's Spirit, God himself can live in sinners.
那神的灵呢，他就可以住在这个我们的罪人身上。
Do you believe?
你相信吗？
Are you still a sinner?
你还是罪人吗？
But that's what the Bible says. That's the truth.
那这就是圣经讲的，这就是一个真理。
So this truth we have to believe.
那这是真理，我们就要相信。
That's why we are saved.
所以我们就得救。
Because it's a free grace.
因为这是一个白白的恩典。
When we believe,
当我们相信
，and we know that God lives in us, Emmanuel.
那神呢就与我们同在，这个以马内利的神。
Wherever we go, and he will go with us.
不管我们去哪里，他就与我们在一起。
He will speak to us, guide us, protect us, and also feed us.
还会就是对我们说话来带领我们，也同样的喂养我们。
Now, when God's presence is there, he will protect us and feed us.
那当神的同在在的时候呢，他就会来保护我们，来喂养我们。
Now, most of our time, out of 7 days, out of a day, is outside of the church.
那呢，我们这个生命中呢，有7天呢，大部分的时间都是在教会以外的生活。
That's where we actually fed the most.
其实那个时候才是我们真正得喂养的时候。
That's where our spiritual life grew the most.
那也就是我们属灵生命的成长最多的时候。
That's where our nutrition was taken.
那也就是我们摄取营养的时候。
That's where also we are trained in our spirit.
也是我们在灵里得到一个操练的一个时候。
But there need some our concept need to change.
但是呢，我们这个心思意念呢，需要得到一个改变。
The first is what we just said. God is always with us.
那第一就是我刚才说的，神一直永远与我们同在。
And always come back to this basic faith.
那我们一直要回来这个最基础的这个信心。
Now, second, some of our wrong concepts need to be removed.
那第二呢，就是一些我们错误的思想呢，我们要改变。
I know many people when they come to the church to worship or do a Bible study, they're very alive, a lot of faith.
那很多人呢，就来到教会或者在一个小组当中，他们就觉得好像活过来了，能得到很多的喂养。
And when we go to the society, dealing with people, doing business, dealing with our relatives, we don't know what to do.
那我们回到这个社会上呢，我们就是在我们工作、跟我们的家人、跟我们的亲戚交往的时候，就突然觉得不知道该怎么办了。
We find sometimes we just don't know how to share our faith with them.
那我也发，他们也发现，好像很难跟他们分享，就是我的信仰。
When we do business, we don't know how to do with the Bible principles because the money issues get us really, really tricky.
那我们做生意的时候呢，我们就觉得，很难用这个圣经的教导，这个原则来做事情，因为这个钱这个东西很 tricky。
I think she knows. So the thing is, first of all, we need to believe God is with us.
那第一呢，我们要相信神与我们同在。
And He is going to reward us.
神他会奖赏我们。
And when we do according to what He says, He's going to reward us.
当我们按着他对我们所说的来做的时候呢，神就会奖赏
我们。We will go back to a very important Bible verse, Bible, John chapter 4.
我们再回到一个非常重要的经节，约翰福音第四章。
Chapter 4:34。
34节。
Now, Jesus said, My food is to do the will of the one who sent me.
耶稣说呢，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意。
And to finish his work.
做成他的工。
Because that time, his disciples were very hungry and went out to buy some food. They thought Jesus was also very hungry.
那当时呢，就是他的门徒很饿呢，就出去买了一些食物呢，他们也以为耶稣很饿。
Now Jesus talked to that Samaritan woman for a while, and the disciples bought the food and come back.
那这个耶稣呢，当时就跟这个撒玛利亚妇人来聊了一天，一直在讲话。然后这些门徒现在就回来了，带回了食物。
And they said, "Teacher, Lord, could you eat? We brought food here."
他们就说，拉比，你我们带回的食物你吃吧。
And then Jesus said something they don't understand.
那耶稣就突然讲了一些话，他们听不懂。
And Jesus said, "I have food to eat that you know nothing about."
耶稣说，我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
My food, said Jesus, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to finish His work.
他说呢，我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意做。
His disciples didn't understand. They said to each other.Could someone have bought him some food?
那门徒就不明白，就彼此问说：“哎，难道有人给了他一些吃的吗？”
He said, "I have food, you know nothing about."
他说呢，我的食物呢是你们不知道的。
Now this food is to do the Father's will.
那这个食物呢，就是做成神的。
Brothers, sisters, this is a major point for today. When we go out, step out to do the Father's will.
那今天这就是这个今天的信息。当我们出去呢，做神的工
，You will be fed，
你就会得食物。
That kind of nutrition is way beyond what your bread can give。
那这你得到的营养呢，就是比你平时吃的东西食物会带来更多。
So that's where also the enemy try to stop us。
那这也是呢，仇敌想要。阻拦我们的一个地方。
Now, when you do business with your partner, a non-believer, about money,
那当你跟一个非基督徒呢，就是在谈就是生意上的事情。
The God will say, "You can do with my way, righteous way, and you can give more. Don't be afraid."
那神就会跟你说，你可以做用我的方法来做啊，你可以多给一些。
And the enemy will say, "No, this way you will lose a lot."
那撒旦就会说，仇敌就会说，哦，你不要这样做，你这样做的话你会亏。
You will lose your house, lose this, lose that.
你会亏，你的房子、你的车子什么乱七八糟都会没。
There's a trial. It's a trial. It's a trial. It's a temptation.
那这就是一个试探，一个试炼。
And we are put in a position to choose.
那我们呢，就是在一个环境中呢，我们要做一个选择。
We are always put in a position to choose, make choices.
那我们其实一直都是在环境中要做选择。
Especially when we go out of the church.
特别是我们在教会以外。
Inside the church is easy.
在教会里边很容易。
If Anna doesn't want to translate, then Alvin can do that.
对。如果 Anna 不想翻译呢
？Okay, that's it.No problem, brother, sister.
他们就给他翻译哦，没有关系，弟兄姐妹。
But outside there, you have to make very tough choices.
可是呢，在外面的时候，你就要做一个非常难的一个选择。
So Christians are always tempted. They don't know what to do. Sometimes think I'm a Christian, I should be very, very nice.
那很难。有的时候呢，你作为基督徒，你会觉得哦，我是谁？我是基督徒，我要非常非常的好。
And then go back home and said, "Oh boy, I think I did wrong."
然后你回家说，你说，哎，好像我没有做得太好。
Something is wrong. So I lost a lot.
不太对啊，好像我亏了很多。
So we are always tempted by the enemy.
那我们就是一直呢，就是被这个仇敌来试探。
And also, when we do wrong, the enemy is going to accuse us.
但是我们做错的时候呢，那个撒旦呢，仇敌呢，就会开始来控告我们。
You know, I'm a landlord to many tenants. I also have friends with landlords.
那我是有很多房客的。然后呢，我也有很多就是。
The landlord friends, they say, "I don't know how to share gospel to my tenants."
就是我有很多朋友呢，也是就是房东，那他们就会跟我说，哎呀，我也不知道怎么跟我的房客就是传福音。
Now why? Because the money.
为什么呢？就是因为钱的问题。
You always go to collect the money.
因为你老是要去问他要钱啊。
So you don't know how to preach the gospel to them, as if the money, if you collect the money, you are not a good Christian.
那因为就觉得好像没有办法来传福音，就好像我拿了他的钱，我就不是个好基督徒。
So brothers and sisters, we need to know what the Bible says.
那我们要知道圣经是怎么说的。
So most important, when we go out, we need to know the God's righteous principle.
那我们出去的时候呢，我们要知道神的律，神的一个。
That means you do things right first.
那第一就是说你要按真理来行事。
Then we go with mercy.
之后呢，我们要有这个恩典。
Bible said that the foundation of God's throne is righteousness and justice.
那圣经上说呢，神呢是在那个公义的怜悯跟公义的宝座上。
No, 神的宝座
是在
公平和公义。
啊，神的宝座是公平。
Without justice and righteousness, there's no nothing about compassion and mercy.
没有
to talk about.
没有公义呢，就是你没有办法来谈，就是任何的怜悯跟仁慈。
Because there's no right wrong, where comes compassion?
如果没有对跟错，怎么能够有这个怜悯呢？
So first we need to stand right.
所以第一呢，我们要站得对。
So the enemy won't, they cannot accuse you.
以至于呢，像仇敌没有办法来控告你。
Because I did it right.
因为我做对了。
You know, I just give you an example. When I was a tutor.Many years ago, sometimes I didn't know, you know, the boundary between the compassion and the contract.
那给一个例子呢？那我当时就是刚刚来教书的时候呢，我当时并不知道这个界限，对，这个界限，这个到底是公益呢，还是要在我的这个
？So we signed the contract if the.Your student didn't give me a 24-hour notice to cancel class. You need to pay for my class.
那当时我们签的合约就是说，如果你不能提前24小时通知我呢，我不管怎么样，你都还是要付这个钱。
Sometimes their kids they play video games in the night. Second day have a headache. My kid have a headache. Can we cancel the class?
那呢，有些小孩呢，他就前一天晚上玩游戏，然后第二天就没有办法来上课，然后他们的父母就说：“哎，我能不能今天我的孩子不来参加这个不上课了？”
I said, "Okay, okay, I'm a Christian, you know."
Okay. 我就说：“好啊，好啊，好啊，我是基督徒。”
And go back home, I lost the money, lost the time.
那我回家呢，我也觉得，哎呀，我又丢了我的时间，又丢了我的钱。
After many many times, the kid didn't make progress.
那过了很久了，这个孩子呢也没有在成长。
Because every night play video games, of course the second day we have a headache.
因为你每一天晚上都在玩游戏，你第二天肯定头痛呀。
So the kids didn't make progress. The parents said, "This is bad tutor."
那就是孩子，孩子没有任何成长呢。这个父母就说：“哎呀，这个辅导员这个不好。”
The parents will never say my kid is bad. He's a bad tutor.
这个家长不会说哦，是我的孩子不好。他会说这是这个老师的问题。
The parents will not say I'm the bad parent. You seldom see that. He says the bad tutor.
那你很难就看到说父母说我自己是一个不好的父母，但他常常就会说哦，是个不好的老师。
Later on, just think about this. I go to the Bible. I study. It's very important to go with your contract.
那我后来就是学习圣经了，那我就非常清楚知道呢，我们就是要按着这个我们签的合约来。
Remember in Matthew chapter 20 or 22, I forgot, this, the workers in the vineyard, that, principle was teaching about the righteousness and also mercy.
那我们在这个马太福音讲到这个，葡萄园的比喻的时候呢，就讲得很清楚关于就是，公义跟怜悯。
Yes, yeah, so that's in chapter 20. It was talking about, a rich lord, and he was hiring people.
那在这个马太福音二十章呢，就讲到这个葡萄园园主呢，他在请工人。
Had one group of people in the early morning and said, "I will give you one denar for today's work."
那呢，这个他早上的时候请了一些人，他就说，那我今天呢，我就给你一两银子。
And for the ones who hired in the noon, he said, "Oh, go to my vineyard to work. I will give you whatever I want to give you. I need to give you."
那中午请来的人呢，他也请他们进来说，哦，我就是按着就是我想给你的给你。
In the evening before the sunset, he went out to see. There's still people standing there, nobody hired them.
那他的傍晚的出去看，哎，怎么还有人呢？一直站在那边，没有人请他们。
Then he said, "Okay, come to my vineyard."
他就说来我的葡萄园工作。
And when all of them finished work, he started giving the money from the latest to the earliest.
那当晚上结账的时候呢，他就先给了那些最后来的那群工人。
So he gave the ones who come the latest, one denarii.
那呢，最后晚上来的那些人，他也是给了一两银子。
And also he gave the ones who come to the earliest one denarii.
那呢，最早的一批人的工人，他也是给一两银子。
The people come to work from the very morning and would get very very upset. Why do you give them the same money as we worked the whole day? They did nothing.
那这个一早上来断工的人呢，他们就抱怨说：“哎呀，你为什么要给他们一样的钱啊？我们一整天都在那劳苦，他们最后才来。”
You know this landlord, I think represents God. He's not a communist.
那呢，这个地主呢，他代表的就是神，他不是一个就是一个共产党。
He said, "I told you we agreed one denarii for your work for the day. Is that right?"
那他就说呢，我们已经讲定好了，一天就是一两银子，对吗？
He said, "Yes."
他说是的。
Yes, and then you take your money and go. I want to give my money to whoever I want. What has not that to do with you?
他就说，那我们已经规定好了，那你就拿你这一千银子就走吧。我想给别人想给的，关你什么事呢？
So this is talking about the righteousness and mercy.
其实这就是讲到公义跟怜悯。
When you do right, you have nothing to be afraid.
那当你做的事情是对的时候
，No matter how people accuse you.
当你做是对的时候呢，你没有什么想害怕，即使有人来诬陷你。
So I learned this principle.
所以那我就学会了这个。
So later on, some parents called me. My children have a headache, and then I said, "Okay." Give me the money. 2 hours you pay because it's not a 24-hour notice.
那之后呢，在有父母这样给我打电话的时候呢，我就会跟他们说，你看，这是我们签的合约。你24小时之前没有给我这个提前通知的话，你还是要赔我这个钱。
And one parent said, "Do you think you are comfortable to collect the money without doing nothing, just sitting there?"
然后有的父母就说。你什么都没有做，你就白白的拿钱吗
？You think? Actually, he didn't say you are Christian. Actually, I was accused many times. You are pastor. You are not worthy. You are greedy. But this one, they didn't. He said, "Do you think you can do that? Just sitting there doing nothing and collect the money?"
那呢，其实有很多人就说，哦，我是牧师啊，你应该这样那样的。但这个人并没有这么说，他只是说你白白的什么都没有做，你拿钱，你感觉到很舒服吗？
I said yes.
我说是的。
Whose signature is this?
我说这是谁签的字。
Is that yours?
是不是你的签名呢？他说是的。
I said you and your husband has big business. Is that right?
我说你跟你的先生有很大的公司。
Do you respect your signature?
那你呢？就是尊不尊重你的签名呢
？Yeah, I'm very comfortable collecting money. Here, sitting here, doing nothing.
是的，我就是非常的甘心，我在这里什么没做，我拿你的钱，我就是。
You know what happened?
你知道后来发生什么吗
？Their kids have no more headaches anymore.
他的孩子就再也没有头痛过了。
And their subjects making great progress.
然后他们在这条学术上呢，也就是得到一个很大的一个改进。
I remember that lady. So three kids I tutored to become doctors.
那他这个孩子，他有三个儿子，三个孩子，两个都成为了医生。
Make progress because you do it right.
他们进步了，因为他们是正确的在做。
So I learned in a hard way.
那我呢，就是很难学了一个很难的功课。
But we need to stand there.
但是我们需要站立在那里。
You do it right.
你要做的，要做对。
That there are times people want to ask me about why I become a Christian, and you know they're very interested in that when I tutor, you know, parents and the kids. So I tell them my stories.
那呢就是我成为了就是我的很多学生都会问我你为什么成为牧师啊，我就会跟他分享我的故事。
But before I didn't know this principle, just I so happy to tell them stories and half hour passed, 1 hour passed, and I didn't teach their kids.
那我还没有学会这个功课之前呢，我就很高兴的跟他们分享我的见证，半小时过去了，一小时过去了，我都没有开始讲课。
They are very happy, they were very happy at that moment.
啊，他们当时是很开心的。
But when all the sessions end, when they want to pay, they said, you just used the opportunity to spread your religion, you didn't teach my kids nothing.
他们当要付钱的时候就说，哎，你都把时间花在就是讲你自己的信仰上，你都没有教我的孩子呀。
They accuse me.
啊，他们就会控告我。
And they are not happy.
他们也不开心。
So later on, what I did is that they asked me why I'm a Christian, a scientist, and become a Christian. I said, wait, let me finish the 12 hours.
那后来他们问我说，哎呀，你为什么成为基督徒啊？你以前是科学家。我就说，等我一下，我教完这两个小时，我再跟你说。
So I do my job.
那我就做了我该做的工作。
And the enemy cannot accuse me.
那仇敌就不能够来控
告我。And then use the resting time or spare time to talk to them.
那我就用我剩余的时间，我的空闲时间来跟他们讲。
And also they actually respect me much more.
啊，他们也会更加的尊重我。
Now before many people, they think this Christian want to sell their religion.
那有的时候呢，他们会觉得，哎呦，这个基督徒想要来卖他的。
For me, they said, 吊他的胃口。
吊他的胃口。
They make them be hungry. And they come. They ask me, okay?
他们就会过来问我，我就。
What I mean is that we need to do right first.
那我想说的就是我们必须要做该做的。
Just like that rich man in the Bible.
就像这个圣经上说的这个。
That represents God.
主，他代表的就是神。
First is righteousness.
第一呢就是公义。
Second is reach out with mercy.
那第二呢就是伸出去的这个恩典。
So he gave his money to those ones who didn't do nothing in the vineyard.
那他呢就是把他的钱呢给那些并没有在葡萄园中做。
You know those ones nobody hired them, even before the sunset.
就是那些，就是天都快黑了，还是没有人请的那些。
You know those people? Why people didn't hire them?
为什么这些人没有被请呢
？Most probably their ability is really bad.
那很有可能就是这些人呢没有什么能力。
You see, you stand from the morning to the evening, nobody hire you.
就想想看，你从早上一直站到晚上，都没有人要请你来做工。
So the Lord knows that. So says, these guys, they needed the money to feed their kids.They have no ability. They may be handicapped. Maybe have some retarded or whatever.
所以神知道了这些人需要钱，所以他们可能就是有一些身体的疾病，或者是残疾，或者是精神有些问题。
Nobody hired them.
没有人要请他们。
But remember, Bible didn't say I agree with you. I pay you one denar. No, he didn't agree.
那呢，这个圣经上并没有说啊，我已经跟你。
Very important. Don't agree on the things you shouldn't agree.
那呢，我们很重要一点就是我们不能啊同意那些你不认同的东西。
Mercy is not something you can agree on.
那呢，这个恩典呢，不是说你可以同意或者不同意的。
Mercy is mercy.
恩典就是恩典。
If you read that parable in details, you know that the Lord is very, very wise.
那你如果好好读这一个比喻的时候，你会知道这个主是非常有智慧。
For the ones coming in the middle day, he said something which is very different than what he said to the first bunch.
那这个中间来这个工人呢，他跟他们讲的话，跟第一批早上来的工人讲的话是不同的，非常不同的。
The first bunch are very capable ones.
那第一批人呢，是非常有能力的一群人。
Those are Elon Musk and Steve Jobs.
那些是伊隆马斯克，是那个乔布斯。
So the Lord says, let's sign a clear contract.
那神就说，哦，我来给我们签个合约。
The second bunch, he didn't sign a clear contract.
那第二批中午来的，他并没有跟他们签任何合约。
But he said something, I will give it to you.
但是他们说了一些。
Third one, he didn't even say anything.
那第三批来，他根本就没有给他们说。
Look, that's why when we agree on things, we know what we agree on.
那所以呢，当我们就是同意一些事情，我们知道我们同意的是什么。
When we promise people we should do it.
那我们给人家一个答应别人做的事情，我们应该要去做。
If you cannot do it, if you don't want to do it, don't agree.
那如果你不能做到呢，或者不想做呢，不要答应。
So later on, I become a pastor. Always say no. Pastors always say yes, but I always say no because I know I cannot do it.
那后来我作为牧师呢，我就常常说拒绝啊 ，say no， 说 no， 因为我知道我做不到呀。
Yeah, if I cannot do it, how can I say yes?
如果我做不到，我怎么能说 yes 呢
？Because this is very important. If we do not have that gift, we are not called to do that. Don't.Don't just say I want to help you. To don't try to be nice.
那如果你没有这个恩赐呢，没有办法做到了，你不要说哦，我因为你想要 nice 的原因来去做这个事情。
So when we establish the righteousness principle before the Lord, then we extend the mercy.
那当我们在神面前呢，立下了这个公义的基础呢，我们才可以有这个恩典出来。
No matter we are landlords, we are business man or boss or employee, we should have this principle first.
不管我们是房东或者是老板或者是什么，不管我们是什么，我们都必须有这个基础在之前。
Yeah, when we have that in our heart, in our action, the enemy cannot accuse us.
当我们呢在神面前呢有这个基础的时候，神这个仇敌呢就没有办法来控告我们。
Many people cannot be a witness in the society, the Christians, because the enemy will always want to accuse us.
那很多人呢，在众人面前不能成为见证人呢，是因为仇敌老是要来控告你。
The enemy always wanted to retreat from God's service.
那神呢？仇敌老是想让你从这个神的服事当中出来。
That's why we do not feel afraid when we go out.
所以呢，我们出去的时候呢，我们
没有被喂养，
没有被喂养呀 ，fat。
We instead we feel oppressed when we go out.
啊，以至于我们出去呢，反倒会觉得好像被压迫了。
But Jesus says, when you go out, you will find the pasture.
可是耶稣说呢，你出去的时候，你会找到草吃。
Jesus said, my food is to do the will of the Father.
耶稣说呢，我的食物呢，就是行神的旨意。
So if we want to be fed outside.We need to stand on the word of God.
那我们如果你想出去呢，得草吃呢，我们必须要站立在神的话语上。
The enemy cannot accuse us.
仇敌就不能来控告。
Instead.
然后呢
？Instead.
以至于呢
？Angels are going to serve you.
天使呢就会来服侍你。
This is written in the Bible when Jesus, overcome all the temptations from Satan. Satan left.And the angels come to attend him.
所以在耶稣呢四十天受试探之后呢，魔鬼就离开了他，然后天使就来服侍他。
So that's why, brothers and sisters, first we stand on the word of God, no matter we are in the church or outside of the church.
所以弟兄姐妹呢，我们第一呢就是要先在不管在教会以内和教会以外呢，我们先要站立在神的话语上。
When temptations come, we will use word of God.By the power of the Holy Spirit, we will say we refuse the temptation.
那当这个试探来的时候呢，我们就是靠着真理，靠着圣经的话呢，我们就来拒绝这个试探。
When accusations come, we will apply the blood of Jesus. We say, the blood of Jesus covered me. Forgive my sins.
那当这个控告来的时候呢，我们就跟他说，就是耶稣基督宝血已经遮盖了我们。
So enemy, you cannot accuse me.
那仇敌呢？你不能来控告我。
I am a child of God.
我是神的儿子。
I am blessed.
我是蒙福的。
I am called to be the light of this world.
我呼召就是成为这个世上的光。
I will stand here to shine.
我站在这里就是要来光照。
I'm not going to retreat.
我不会退后。
The enemy wants me to retreat to disappear.
那仇敌想让我退后，让以至于我消失。
To hide.
来去躲藏。
But I'm not going to do that.
但是我不会这么做。
I will stand.
我就站立在这里。
And then Lord will feed us.
神就会来。
Every time when we overcome.
每一次我们来胜过的时候。
We become stronger. Stronger.
我们就更强大，更。
We have more joy.
有更多喜乐。
More love.
更多的爱。
So today our message is when we go in and go out, we will find the pasture.
那我们今天的信息就是我们不管我们出我们入我们都能够找到草吃。
Because we are in Christ.
因为我们就是在基督里的。
But first, always observe what is from the Bible. What is the word of God? Stand firm.
但是第一呢，我们就是一直要看，回到我们圣经当中，我们要站立的稳。
If we fail, we just say sorry, Lord.
啊，如果我
cover me with your blood.
如果我们偏离了，我们跌倒了，我们就说神啊，啊，用你的宝血来遮盖我。
Don't let the enemy accuse you.
不要让仇敌来继续的控告你。
Don't think I'm not a good Christian.
不要认为你是不好的基督徒。
Don't think I'm not a child of God.
不要觉得你不是神的儿子。
Always declare I am the child of God.
你要一直来宣告你就是神的孩子。
It's not because I'm good, but because Jesus is good.
不是因为我好不好，而是因为神他是好，耶稣是好的。
So brothers and sisters, when we do this, we will experience God in a daily basis.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就能够在每一天经历神。
When you lay hands on people, people get healed.
当我们按手在人身上，人就能够得医治。
The miracles are going to follow you.
神迹就会来跟随。
When miracles follow you, your faith will be great, just increase.
当神迹其实跟随你的时候呢，你的信心就会增加。
Your stature will grow.
你 stature
就生量、
oh, 你的生量就会长。
And that is our life.
那这就是我们的生命。
That is God's promise.
这就是神的应许。
Okay, let's pray together.
我们一起来祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father,
天上的父
王， we thank you for your son.
我们谢谢你的儿子。
Thank you for his blood.
谢谢他的宝血。
Because of his blood, we are cleansed.
因为他的宝血，我们得了洁净。
Our sins are forgiven.
We become
children of God. So the enemy cannot accuse us anymore. Because we are yours. We are eternally yours. The Holy Spirit lives in us. We can overcome sin and temptation. And we believe the word.We will be fed when we come in and go out. We will grow and grow. And we will become powerful witness. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.